If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007.
Now, you're very welcome back. It's time to talk gardening. Glad to be joined by Elton Nesbitt of Arabon. Good morning to you, Elton.
Good morning, Fran.
Good to talk to you today. Apologies, Elton, we don't have as much time as normal, so if it's okay with you, I'll just launch you into some questions that are here for you. It says, I have a magnolia sown in my lawn. It appears to be dying. It's brown, black and yellow where the leaves are concerned. It's withering a bit. Is it the soil or does it need some nourishment? And that's it from Joan.
Really, magnolias should be looking at their most spectacular now at the moment. They're in full bloom. They're absolutely magnificent. If the magnolia is getting a burnt looking or even die back on it, do cut back any dead wood that's on it, because that's almost like a canker that's attacking it, almost a fungal attack. So it's to kind of remove any dead wood off it. I always seal the wound as well. It's a thing called Arbrex paint. It's a heal and seal paint, so it stops any fungal attack getting further down into the magnolia tree, and keeps it much, much healthier looking. Now, always with any of the acid-loving plants like magnolias, it's very important to feed them with a good acid feed. Now, something like either sequester of iron or even a thing called calcified seaweed at the very base of the magnolia. This actually helps to make the soil more acidic, and also gives the magnolias much more vigor and more disease resistance to any fungal attack like rust or black spot or anything like that. So really, and with magnolias as well, because they're quite an early flower, and the flower buds get quite large on them, it's just if it is a very cold night, sometimes what happens is the tips of the flowers, they really get burnt by the frost on the tips. And really, if it gets below -5 or something like that, you just kind of drape it over with a frost fleece, and that protects it from any further damage on the flowers at this time of the year.
All right, I hope that helps, Joan. Somebody wondering, it's Naomi, in fact, wondering what plants in particular benefit from crushed eggshells in the soil?
Anything that needs calcium, really. So lots of plants, it's a very good thing to use on, let's say, even on rhubarb or things you want lovely, good, strong stems from. So like rhubarb is quite a good one. And eggshells is also good for keeping away, helps keep away slugs and things like that around your hostas and stuff like that as well. So anything that's, that needs good foliage, good stems, eggshells are very good for.
Very good indeed. Is it too early to put tomato plants in a greenhouse not heated? What soil is best for them?
With tomato plants, the best soil is, again, if you use the grow more, the grow bag compost. This is quite a good one to use because there's a lot of iron in it, and that gives them, the tomato plants, good disease resistance against blights and things like that. So use the grow bag compost as much as possible. So generally, if I was doing it in a glasses, and actually you can plant them out now. I mean, make sure that they're well hardened off first of all, that there's not too much soft growth on your tomato plants when you transplant them out. So leave them out during the day, take them in at night, just to harden them off in the next week or two, and then plant them out. Now, with tomato plants, there's several different varieties. I mean, the taller ones, I would have about let's say an 8 bamboo cane or even a string tied from the bar down to the back of the tomato plant. So as it's growing, that you can tie it up to give it support. Now, with the tomatoes as well, always remove the side shoots as well as much as possible, and just hold on to the flower trusses. So it's nearly every 6 inches or so, you'll get a flower truss on the main stem of the tomato. So you don't have a large network of leaves growing, so it's just all you have is the flower trusses as it's growing up long, and you get much better plants. More air and light is very important for all your tomato plants. And there's a lovely one as well that you could grow, it's very easy really, if you're starting off, is the Tumbling Tom tomatoes. These are lovely cherry tomatoes, and it's almost like a little bush tomato, quite easy to grow, and really kind of maintains itself really, and you just have an abundance of fruits off it. And once you start eating them, you won't stop because they're just delicious.
Sounds gorgeous indeed. A listener wants to know, I'm planting some new young trees in the garden. I'm wondering, could you ask Alton what fertilizer would be ideal to add to the roots?
Yeah, the best really thing is, I always think, fish blood and bone fertilizer is very good to start off trees particularly. In at the base of the hole, just put in, and then put a layer of topsoil on top of that as well. So it's not in direct contact with the fertilizer, the roots of the trees. So it's very important to put just a layer of soil over the fertilizer. The fish blood and bone fertilizer is quite good to start them off. If you have a hedge or anything like that planted of trees or anything like that, it's very good to top dress with the poultry manure. I always find that to be very good for all plants, really, because there's high potash in it, and that just gives plants a really good start as well.
Somebody else wondering, is it too late to move Japanese maple from ground to a pot?
No, really, because the Japanese maples are bursting out, that you see the lovely new leaves coming out in the maples now at the moment. So try and do that in this week, really. Don't leave it any later than that. So get them as much of a root ball as possible with the Japanese maple when you transplant it, and always transplant it the day that you're lifting it, so that there's no less stress to the tree, the better. Water it really well after transplanting it, even though it has rained but quite profusely. Still water it well, just to get it settled in. And again, just a light feed, a light a liquid seaweed feed as well, is very good for Japanese maples, because it just makes some lovely plum foliage. You can get the lovely plum foliage, golden foliage, or even a bright orange stem as well. It's quite nice. And the maples are lovely near kind of dapple shaded areas, not in full sun, and preferably not in a wind tunnel area, because they need shelter, because the leaves are quite light on them, and they get burned quite easily in exposed wind.
Could you ask Galton about strawberries in a tunnel? We have strong plants but producing very little fruit. I'm wondering what he might suggest for us. That's Mary or Marie.
Now, strawberry plants are quite easy to grow. You get the runners from them. And so the best thing to do with them is to always leave them out during the winter. Allow the frost to get at the crowns of the strawberry. That actually doubles the crown nearly twice the size of what it should be. It makes it much bigger because of the exposure to frost weather. And that forces the crown then to produce loads of flowers for you. Always feed them with a high potash feed. We have an organic feed, a strawberry feed specifically for strawberries, and that's quite a good one to give to your strawberry plants now, to force loads of flowers on them. Strawberry plants, again, try and de-leaf around where the flowers are forming so that you don't get any mildew or botrytis forming. And always try and get rid of a lot of the foliage around the where the fruits are starting to form. As soon as the flowers fade, the fruit starts to form. Make sure that the fruit isn't sitting onto the ground where they get dampness from the soil. So always put either straw or hay or something just in underneath where the flowers are.
Alton, great to talk to you as always, and thanks for your time this morning. That's Alton Nesbitt there of Arabon with some wonderful gardening advice as always. And of course, it's our weekly slot. Alton is with us every single Wednesday here on the programme. That's about it for me for today. Leanne produced, Ali looked after her content, and she was live from Newcastle this morning. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Look after yourselves in the meantime, won't you? Bye bye now.
Tip Today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. You can't beat experience. With over 50 years maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.